We thank you so much, and he's worthy of our worship. As I try to find always something that God leads me to as preaching, he led me to some old familiar scriptures, and that's in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Great big outline, but I got to thinking about today about daily forgiveness. And it came to me this morning as I usually go to my prayer room every morning and I have my devotional and prayer, and I thank him for salvation, the first thing I do, and then for all the aspects of salvation as it grows on each day and each year that we live, and the Lord help us to grow, and just thank him. You ever thank him for daily forgiveness? I thank him for daily forgiveness. And it's amazing how the Holy Spirit of God just shows you some things in the Word of God. You can read those same verses of Scriptures over and over and over and over again, year in and year out and year in and year out. And then all of a sudden, you see something you never saw before in this verse of Scriptures. It's amazing. You know why? Because the Bible is the mind of God. And they no man understands all the Bible or you'd be God. But it's amazing how he let us have a little bit at a time, because our little mind can't comprehend this whole Bible, so he just gives a little bit of time to the Holy Spirit of God. And if you read your Bible, you just keep digging nuggets out of the gold field of God's Word. But that's what he lets us do, and I thank him for that. As we learn more and more about Jesus Christ and his salvation, if you learn more about Jesus, and 1 Peter 3:18 says, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. If you keep learning, that's what it says for us to grow, for us to learn, for the knowledge. And you hear the night and you read your Bible and you come and you worship God and thank you for it. But the more that you learn about the salvation, the more that you learn about Jesus Christ, the more joy and blessings that you will have every day. If other Christians could just understand that and what they're missing out on, because they can't have the joy and they cannot have the blessings until they start growing. And the more they grow and the more you know and the more you learn, the more you learn about Jesus, the more you know him, the more you love him. That's simple, isn't it? The more you learn about Jesus, the more you love him. The more you love him, the more that you want to serve him. The more that you serve him, the more that you want to worship him. You just grow in that grace and knowledge, and that's what it's all about. Until you get more and more like Jesus. See, God's going to make us all like Jesus. I'm getting off my subject, but I always wonder, you know, we get to heaven, how are we going to recognize one another in heaven? But the Bible says, you know, we'll be known and we'll know one another. But I don't know how we're going to recognize everybody, because the Bible says we're going to be like him. If we're all going to look like Jesus, how are we going to know one another? But anyway, that's another subject altogether. But anyway, that's the purpose that God is going to do, is make us all like Jesus. He's predestined us to be just like Jesus Christ. He loves us so much because of Jesus Christ. So thank you, him. The Lord created the world out of nothing. And he will not make anything out of us until we become nothing. Until we become nothing. So let's read the verse of Scripture here, and we'll find out that we need to repent and we need to thank God daily for our forgiveness. Or I hope we learned this, because I really had a good time in this today. I thank the Lord that I have time to go in and stay most all day back into my study, because I really have a great time with the Lord when I do that. After this manner, this is not the Lord's Prayer, which we all call it the Lord's Prayer, but this is the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer whenever you prayed in the garden, but this is really what we call the disciples' prayer. But a lot of people call it the Lord's Prayer. He said, pray this manner. They ask him, you know, about prayer. Therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us pray again. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity as we read that precious word. Lord, and you just told us the manner in which to pray. And we thank you, Lord, that we have an example in the Word of God, and how there's so many points here in these few verses of Scripture, Lord, that you have told us how to pray, what to pray for, and who to pray to. And Father, we just ask you for your guidance here this night, that you might open our understanding and enlighten, Lord, our heart, that, Lord, we may see the Word of God clear, Lord, that we might recognize Jesus Christ as he walks in the Scriptures here this night. Father, tonight we've already called out many of our senior citizens, Father, could not be with us tonight. Father, we know there's some, Lord, that's very sick, and we just ask you, Lord, to be with them in a special way. But, Father, we just want to thank you again for those that are with us tonight, that they come to worship you, to learn more about you, Christ Jesus, and, to, Lord, to worship in a very special way tonight, that they may have the joy and the blessing, God, that you have prepared for each and every one of us. So, God, we want to thank you, Lord, and for all the families that are here this hour. We just ask you, Lord, to bless them, the little ones that are across the way, and the teenagers. Father, we just pray for the teachers, Lord, and the guidance that they have, Father, as they lead these little ones and they worship together, Father. So, again, we want to thank you here this night in the precious and the holy name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Daily forgiveness. Romans 3:23. It's a verse of scripture that I've read so many times, and I usually quote this scripture here because I've always looked at it in talking about the people that's lost. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I guess we understand that, don't we? We all have sinned. Y'all understand that? We all sinners. We all have sinned. And usually when I'm dealing with that verse of scripture that I'm thinking or I'm dealing with someone that's lost, and they need to be saved, and they need to understand that they are a lost sinner, because you've got to be a lost sinner and know that you're a lost sinner and understand that you're a lost sinner before that you can ever be saved. But that's another one of those verses of scriptures that I begin to read over and over many, many times. I don't know how many times that I've read that scripture and quoted that scripture, but it made something different to me today than ever before, because I've always dealt with it of someone that's lost. But God says, yeah, okay, how about you? Tells us, you know, that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Or Romans said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, it's always dealing with a saved also. As I look at self, and in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11 that I read, he says, you know, give us this day our daily bread. We recognize, you know, as we pray for our daily bread, he says to pray for our daily food. God will feed us, but we recognize that we have a need for daily strength, and we need daily food. We have to eat, and we realize our physical condition that God has for us, and we need to pray and thank him and ask him for our daily food. We know that we need this. We're very aware of that. But then it turns back around in verse 12. This is the verse I'll be dealing with tonight. But then he talks about, forgive us our debts. Now, this is, he was talking to his disciples as I begin to see this verse of scripture, Romans 3:23, about we all sin. But Jesus Christ here is talking to his disciples, the inner circle of his disciples. And you know what? Teaching them how to pray and forgive us our debts, as we think about that. So we look at that, and Jesus talking to his disciples, and we thank the Lord about letting our mind understand these things through the revelation of the Word of God. Now, we unconsciously, in our daily need, sometimes we don't understand how bad that we need daily forgiveness. But this determines, you know, a universal need for all people. Universal need for all people is that they need bread, you know, for sure. I mean, they need something to eat around the world. I mean, we'll be taking up food baskets and all this around the world, and, you know, the food pantry and all this. People need food around the world. We know that. The need. But see, we don't have this unconscious need for daily forgiveness. We don't recognize that. But around the world, people of all race, all nation, all kind, saved and lost, we need forgiveness. And you say, well, we pretty good. Now, I'm talking to, as I say, you're preaching to the choir, the one here tonight, the foundation of our church, the one that supports this church here on Wednesday night, Sunday night mostly. You support the church, and I know what I'm talking about. But really, as you think about it, did you recognize, and I recognize today, did you know no matter how much we come, how much serve, how much we worship the Lord, do you recognize that you need and I need daily forgiveness every day? It's not you, as I'm speaking to you, but me. It's me. Really? Yes, it's me. I need this. Now, the Bible, you know, the consumption of the Bible, and it says, you know, in the Bible, you know, that man is a sinner. I mean, all through the Bible, that's what it tells, that man is a sinner. And they're not one of us that's free from sin. We still in the very presence of sin. Although we saved, the only way to heaven, But we still live in the presence of sin. There's still the power of sin all around us. One of these days we won't have to worry about that. We still have that. We have all sinned. Billy Sunday, he was a great evangelist, like Billy Graham, Billy Sunday. I don't know if y'all have ever read about him, but he was a great evangelist. Go around like Billy Graham, the great crusades. And he always had preparation, like Billy Graham, go into a city. They have a large preparation goes before him, and how all the preparation they make for the meeting. So he was going into a large city, Billy Sunday was, and as he had needed help, so he sent word to the mayor of that town that the spiritual preparation they needed. If anybody, he knew any names of anybody in his city, in which the mayor knows most people a lot of times, you know, in the cities and the areas that they need help in. If they need any spiritual help, prayer or any way, just to send the names. The mayor of that city sent the whole phone directory. Damn. Why? Because everybody in the city needed help. All of them need forgiveness. And he recognized that. You see, we really think that somebody, maybe, you know, as we go out on our visitation, or maybe you think about somebody's name, you know, they down and out, and they need help, you know, they need encouragement. But you know, how about those that I'm talking to tonight? How about the ones that come regularly, you know, that we need help all too, and also that we need daily forgiveness also? We're the one that needs daily forgiveness also. As you think about this, sometimes we can't find any names. If anybody needs help, just think about it. We just get the phone book down. Because we all need help, amen? And Romans 3 and 23, you know, because we all sin and come short of the glory of God. And that's God's a picture for each one of us. We look in the Word of God, we see ourselves in that verse of Scripture. So we pray, you know, forgiveness. Lord, we pray forgive our debt. We have a debt. Forgive our debts. All right, how about involved? That involves an inward look. Now, we pray that prayer there in that verse of Scripture there in verse 12, and forgive us our debt. All right, that involves now an inward look to start with. If God is going to forgive us, you know, we have this inward look at what it involves. Are we aware of the sin in ourselves? Now, I'm aware of the sin of other people. You know, now I don't have any problem of seeing sin in lost people's lives. And I don't have any problem seeing sin in other people's lives that's already saved. I mean, I can pick out sin in other people's lives all the time. I can pick out shortcomings. I can see a lot of faults and a lot of people. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. Do you? But you see, it's not talking about somebody else. It's talking about IB. It says, again, and forgive us our debt. We got to rely on our own self. It's because before we can have forgiveness on a daily basis, a daily forgiveness, it involves an inward look in our own self. Our own self. The greatest need that we have is a Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and you know, and convict us of the sin in our soul, ourself. That's the greatest need that we all have here tonight, is for the Holy Spirit to convict us. You know, for 1 John 1 and 7, it says, but if we walk in light as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We understand that. Now, we have failures, and we realize that. But, you know, to acknowledge just our daily sin, you know, to talk about people that is, you know, it worships the Lord. I'm going to say the choir members we talk about, not the ones just singing tonight. We're the choir members. We're the foundation of the church. I mean, we're the supporters of us tonight, me and you. Preachers and deacons, Sunday school teachers, songers, all of us, to acknowledge our daily sin, to acknowledge our daily sin. If we don't, it breaks fellowship, and you know, it leads to a coldness of our heart, hardness of the spirit, shallowness of faith. Until we recognize the principle we have here, our life will be more than just a shell of doctrine that we go through each week, and there'll be no fruit. And this is the foundation of revival. We really, really need a revival. I need a revival. You need a revival. Our church needs revival. The nation needs revival. Before we can ever have a revival, you know what? It's not going to be the lost people. It's not going to be through evangelism that we have revival. It's going to be when God's people, when the choir, as I'm talking about, us members, the dedicated ones, to understand the foundation of revival You know what? It starts off for us to face the music ourselves. You ever heard that about facing the music? You know where that come from? A man, he couldn't play the flute, and he wanted to be in the orchestra, and he couldn't play, but he wanted to join it. And it was an orchestra of the Chinese emperor. But he joined it anyway, but he'd just get up there, and he'd just act like he was blowing in his flute. He wouldn't really be blowing. He'd just act like he was doing like everybody else, and he weren't making a bit of sound out of it. And he got a real wealthy salary for a long time. Until the emperor desired that each member of the orchestra play a solo. And rather than face the emperor of China, he committed suicide. He couldn't face the music. So if you ever hear that saying, that's where it come from. He couldn't face the music. You know, I do it a lot of times. I act like I'm singing. I'm just moving my lips. I can't sing a lick. But it's talking about facing the music, though. To recognize, you know, he'd rather see death than face the reality. So it's for us today, as you think about our own self. I mean, it's easy for us to look about other people, but how about our own self? 1 Corinthians 11 and 31 says, "For if we would judge our own self, we should not be judged." Now, a prayer of forgiveness, a daily prayer of forgiveness, number one, we must have this as inward look to see ourselves. Forgive us our debts. A time of searching our own heart and admitting our own sin. You know, y'all look awful spiritual tonight. Y'all really do. Here you are on a Wednesday night, God's best. And here I am preaching y'all about y'all sin in your life. Or sin in my life. If we just realize it, because we need daily forgiveness. And there's not a person in here that don't need daily forgiveness. Especially me. To admit this, to face the music of our own conscience of this sin debt. Now, salvation is free. It didn't cost you anything. But the discipleship places us under a divine obligation to Jesus Christ. Did y'all know that? You're never free from that. You got a divine obligation to Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? The debt, we owe a debt to Jesus Christ. I owe Jesus Christ my body. It's his. I owe him my tongue, my hand, my feet, my eyes, my ears. I owe him my time. I owe him my tithes. I owe him my talent. So we can't pray, "Lord, forgive us of our debts," until we understand that we have a debt. You can't ask him to forgive you for your sin until you recognize you have one. Or many. If you need daily forgiveness, you got to understand that you know what? That you sin daily. Really. You know, as Christians, most of the time, it's not what we do, it's what we don't do. It's what we don't do. I'd say tonight, if there was, God would number our sins tonight, he'd put on a list what we do wrong or what we don't do right. I believe what we don't do right, or don't do what we should do, would have the longest list of sins for us tonight. But although we do wrong in all kind of ways. Dear Lord, have you ever prayed this prayer? We should pray this prayer. I never prayed this prayer. But we all want to. Dear Lord, the next time I sin, I want you to make me feel the same way about my sin that you feel about it. Huh? Huh? Don't that make chills run over you? I ain't prayed that prayer. I hadn't prayed that prayer. Have you? The next time I sin, Lord, make me feel as bad about it as you feel about it. And your son, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary. We need grace and the courage to pray that prayer, though, do we not? You know, daily forgiveness involves an inward look. We got to understand that we have sinned and we will sin. We are sinners also, saved by the grace of God. But also it involves an upward look also. In verse 9, "Our Father which art in heaven," it takes an upward look. But Forgive us our debts, so we have an upward look to it, to our Father. Only God can forgive sin. Psalm 86 and 5 said, Lord, art good, ready to forgive, plenty in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Are you ready for your revival in your own soul starting tonight? Just tonight. Isaiah 1 and 18, you know it says in Isaiah, come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they may be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You know, Peter on the day of Pentecost preached in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness or remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then Hebrews 8 and 12 also says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquity will I remember no more. That sounds good, don't it? Remember no more. Only God can wipe your slate clean each day. Only God can forgive us of sin. When Jesus Christ walked on this earth, he gave three cheers. You know, they're cheerleader, but he gave three cheers. And one of those cheers was a cheer of pardon. In Matthew 9 and 22 is a cheer of pardon. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of a palsy, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. You know, that's a cheer. Be of good cheer. That's a cheer of pardon for your sins. Have you had that cheer yet? And then you see, there's another cheer. There's a cheer of comfort. In Matthew 14 and 27, whenever Jesus Christ was up praying and he sent his disciples across the Sea of Galilee and a great storm come up and they thought they were going to sink and he came walking on the water. And Matthew chapter 14, 27, it says, but straightway Jesus spoke unto them saying, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. That's a cheer of comfort in our storm of life. And there's a multitude of people today on the stormy sea of life, and they have the storm of sorrow and disappointment and death and grief and fear. And Jesus Christ comes walking upon the sea of life, and his presence and his grace calms our heart. And he says, have this cheer of comfort. We're going through this. And then the third cheer is the cheer of victory. And John 16 and 33 is a cheer of victory. These things I have spoken unto you, that ye in me might have peace. In this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus Christ. To understand that we need the cheer of Jesus Christ all the time. The cheer of pardon and the cheer of comfort and the cheer of victory in our everyday life when we fail the Lord so much all the time. We fail him so many times. I do. And I know that you do also. You don't fail him as much as I do, but I'm sure you probably fail him some. And then you see, we find out our daily forgiveness. It involves that inward look. We got to understand that we do sin. And then, you know, it involves that upward look. You know, it comes from the Heavenly Father. God is the only one that can forgive sin. You know what? Jesus Christ was, I'm getting ahead of myself, but Jesus Christ was on the cross. You know, he said, Father, forgive them. Now, Jesus Christ was God also, was he not? He said, Father, forgive them. Why didn't Jesus Christ forgive them? Because Jesus Christ was there in human flesh, and he was there in human blood. And at that time, you know, he became sin for us, for you and for me. God the Father, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God is the only one can wipe it clean. But then you see, it involved, we're going to have this daily cleansing and daily forgiveness, and we got to understand that, hey, we need it. I need it. We'll never have revival. We'll never have revival to it till God's people, the foundation of God's church, the foundation of God's people, like we're here this night, the ones that comes regular, the one that wants to worship God, till we and our understanding ourselves that we need to be involved, the inward look to see that we are sinners and we do sin ourselves. And we come short of the glory of God every day. You know, the glory of God is Jesus Christ. Would you say it this way? We come short of Jesus Christ every day. That's what that verse means. And there's not a one of us that don't do that. We come short every day of the Son of God. But then that involved, you see, where we get forgiveness from, it comes from the Father. It comes from up high. Because there's nothing that you got to pay God back for. I know that a lot of times is in my past life, have you ever thought about this? Whenever you first got saved, maybe you do things you know was wrong, and maybe you know that you had sinned. And man, I know what I'll do better. I'll read the Bible more. I'll give more in the collection plate, and I'll try to do this more, and I'll try to pray more, and I'll try to, and all that stuff. You think you're trying to have some type of merit with God? That don't do a thing in the world. That don't pay back no sin. You ain't got nothing God wants. You ain't got nothing God wants. Only thing you got to give, ask him to forgive you. That's the only way back to God is forgiveness. The only way you walk back to God is through forgiveness. And then you see, and then this outward look. That's what involved this outward look. Back to that same verse of Scripture 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Boy, that stretches a long ways out now. All of us, if we think about this petition there is the most, this verse here is the most dangerous with all the petitions in this model prayer. You know, pray for our daily food, pray for this, pray for that, you know, and who to pray to. This is this petition here of our Lord's Prayer, and this verse here is the most frightening because it has the most meaning of all of the rest of the petitions in these verses that I read tonight. Why? Because here's the way it would read to us if we was reading it maybe in the Greek and Hebrew meaning when it says in verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And we would read it this way. Forgive us our sins in proportion as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Now, Father, you forgive me like I forgive that person that I know has done me wrong. Maybe sister, brother, mother, father, aunts, uncle, family, relatives, neighbor, friends, enemies, whoever it may be. Sometimes we hold grudges. Sometimes somebody does something bad to you. Sometimes, you know, they really do something that, you know, bad to you. Now, are you supposed to forgive them? And what we're saying in this first reason it's so frightening is because of its meaning. Now, if you got some grudge, if you have not forgive somebody, what you're saying then, Father, you forgive me like I forgive that person. Father, you forgive me like I forgive that person. It's dangerous, isn't it? It's so frightening. Is there anybody that you can think of that you have not forgive? Got any grudge in your life whatsoever? If you have, in this verse of Scripture, it's telling you, because you sin daily and you asking God to forgive you of your sin daily, if you have forgiven that person that, you know, has done something, said something, whatever else you might have against you, have you forgiven that person? Very frightening, isn't it? Very frightening. In Matthew chapter 6, that same chapter dropped on down, I stopped at 13, verses 14 and 15 says, for if we forgive men their trespasses, our Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not their trespasses, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Now, see, then it's dealing here with His disciples. It's not dealing here with our salvation. It's dealing here as disciples. And you and I are disciples tonight. But if we have something against our brethren, we have something against mankind, and we know now to start, we've got involved here is our inward look, and we know that we sin daily. I believe God would say, yeah, I've told you that night, you've seen it tonight, you know that you have sinned daily. Before you can ask Him to forgive you of your sin, your daily sin, what's going to happen? You got to forgive that person that's something, done something to you. If you don't, God's not going to forgive you. You can't ask for daily forgiveness and to forgive that person. Are we really fit to pray that Lord's Prayer? Lord, forgive us as we forgive others. If we're not right with our fellow man, we can't get right with God, and we can't ask Him to forgive us of our daily sins. Ephesians 4 and 32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiving you. Whenever Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, there, Luke 23 and 34, I was going to speak on it, but I ain't got time. But it says, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and they cast lots. Think about what they did. The Jesus Christ. While they was nailing those nails in his hand, Father, forgive them. While they put that crown of thorns on his head, Father, forgive them. While Pilate tried to wash his hand of the whole mess, he said, Father, forgive him. While they was casting lots for his garment, Father, forgive them. While everything they done, while they spit in his face, Father, forgive them. How they tried to get him to drink vinegar, Father, forgive. Everything they done to Jesus Christ, Father, forgive them. He gave us a perfect example. So we say here tonight, to start with, for daily forgiveness, you know, it's an inward to our heart. I got to look at my heart. But also, it's up for the Lord. He's the only one that can do it. But also, it's outward to others. Are you right with others? But the cross goes this way, and the cross goes this way. If you're not going to be right this way, you can't be right this way. And if you're right this way, you're going to be right this way. That's as simple as it can make it. Amen. Lord, I need forgiveness for those sins I do and for those sins I don't do that I should be doing. Things for the Lord. If we have something we might put on for just a moment, someone might want to come to the altar and pray. We have about 30 seconds before our time runs out. But if you'd like to come to the altar and pray, or you'd like to bow your head right this now for just a moment or two in silent prayer.